Chapter 5 Anti-Muggle Precautions. In 1398, the wizard Zacharias Mumps set down the first full description of the game of Quidditch. He began by emphasizing the need for anti-Muggle security while playing the game.
"Choose areas of deserted moorland far from Muggle habitations, and make sure that you cannot be seen once you take off on your brooms. Muggle-repelling charms are useful if you are setting up a permanent pitch. It is advisable, too, to play at night."
We deduce that Mumps's excellent advice was not always followed from the fact that the Wizards' Council outlawed all Quidditch playing within 50 miles of towns in 1362. Clearly, the popularity of the game was increasing rapidly, for the Council found it necessary to amend the ban in 1368, making it illegal to play within 100 miles of a town. In 1419, the Council issued the famously worded decree that Quidditch should not be played
"anywhere near any place where there is the slightest chance that a Muggle might be watching, or we'll see how well you can play whilst chained to a dungeon wall."
As every school-age wizard knows, the fact that we fly on broomsticks is probably our worst-kept secret. No Muggle illustration of a witch is complete without a broom, and however ludicrous these drawings are, for none of the broomsticks depicted by Muggles could stay up in the air for a moment, they remind us that we were careless for too many centuries to be surprised that broomsticks and magic are inextricably linked in the Muggle mind. Adequate security measures were not enforced until the International Statute of Wizarding Secrecy of 1692 made every ministry of magic directly responsible for the consequences of magical sports played within their territories. This subsequently led in Britain to the formation of the Department of Magical Games and Sports. Quidditch teams that flouted the ministry guidelines were henceforth forced to disband. The most famous instance of this was the Bankery Bangers, a Scottish team renowned not only for their poor Quidditch skills, but also for their post-match parties. After their 1814 match against the Appleby Arrows, see Chapter 7, the Bangers not only allowed their bludgers to zoom away into the night, but also set out to capture a Hebridean black for their team mascot. Ministry of Magic representatives apprehended them as they were flying over Inverness, and the Bankery Bangers never played again. Nowadays, Quidditch teams do not play locally, but travel to pitches, which have been set up by the Department of Magical Games and Sports, where adequate anti-Muggle security is maintained. As Zacharias Mumps so rightly suggested 600 years ago, Quidditch pitches are safest on deserted moors.